3. The shittiest thing about the Martin situation is that I can't bring it up with Blue. I'm not used to keeping secrets from him. I mean, there are a lot of things he and I don't tell each other. We talk about all the big things, but avoid the identifying details, the names of our friends, and anything too specific about school. All the stuff that I used to think defined me. But I don't think of those things as secrets. It's more like an unspoken agreement. If Blue were a real junior at Creekwood with a locker and a GPA and a Facebook profile, I'm pretty sure I wouldn't be telling him anything. I mean, he is a real junior at Creekwood, I know that. But in a way, he lives in my laptop. It's hard to explain. I was the one who found him, on the Tumblr of all places. It was August, right when school was starting. Creek Secrets is supposed to be where you can post anonymous confessions and secret random thoughts, and people can comment, but no one really judges you. Except it all kind of devolved into this sinkhole of gossip and bad poetry and misspelled Bible quotes. And I guess it's kind of addictive either way. That's where I found Blue's post. It just kind of spoke to me. And I don't even think it was just the gay thing. I don't know. It was seriously like 5 lines, but it was grammatically correct and strangely poetic, and just completely different from anything I'd ever read before. I guess it was about loneliness. And it's funny, because I don't really think of myself as lonely, but there was something so familiar about the way Blue described the feeling. It was like he had pulled the ideas from my head. Like the way you can memorize someone's gestures but never know their thoughts. And the feeling that people are like houses with vast rooms and tiny windows. The way you can feel so exposed anyway. The way he feels so hidden and so exposed about the fact that he's gay. I felt strangely panicked and self-conscious when I read that part. But there was also this quiet thrum of excitement. He talked about the ocean between people, and how the whole point of everything is to find a shore worth swimming to. I mean, I just had to know him. Eventually, I worked up the courage to post the only comment I could think of, which was, "This," all caps. And then I wrote my email address, my secret Gmail account.